Moncrief on News Talk.
Our census records enjoyed a considerable boost today. During the Civil War, hundreds of years' worth of records were destroyed, but after years of painstaking work, some of those have been retrieved and are now available online. We're joined by Brian Gurran from the Virtual Record Treasury of Ireland project. Brian, good afternoon.
Hi, Sean. Thanks for having me in.
I was interested to read that it wasn't just during the Civil War that some of these records were destroyed. The British destroyed some of them as well.
Yeah, that's true, Sean. Censuses were held in Ireland in 1813, and then every 10 years from 1821 up until 1911. We know that 1901 and 1911 survived. They're available, searchable online on the National Archives website. But the censuses for 1813, 1821, 31, 41 and 51 were taken into the Public Record Office and were public records and open to researchers and to the public. The censuses for 1861 and 1871 were destroyed by government order immediately after the census was conducted and the reports were produced. The censuses for 1881 and 1891 survived a little bit longer. They survived up until World War One, when the paper shortage during World War One saw them destroyed as well. And that destruction of the 18, this is remarkable, that destruction of the 1881 and 1891 census forms took place about 3 or 4 years before the destruction of the Public Record Office. So even as late as that, the records were surviving for 81 and 91 and then destroyed.
And the records that were destroyed during the Civil War, what period of history are we talking about? How many hundreds of years?
Oh, we're talking about 700 years of history. This was a remarkable archive and a really wonderful archive, a state-of-the-art archive when it opened in 1867. Previous to the Public Record Office being opened, records were held in various repositories around Dublin and around the country. And the Public Record Office Act decided that, created the Public Record Office and then specified what records were to be introduced into the Record Office as a matter of priority. And over the 55 or so years that the Public Record Office was open, vast quantities of records came in, including the wonderful census records, magnificent records that were really
tragic. And what kind of details would have been in there?
In the census records?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it varied. The first census was 1813, and that was a census which just required the enumerators to count people and return numerical figures to townland level. So there was no names even required as a return. From 1821 then, 1821 was a really remarkable census. Ireland was actually groundbreaking in census taking. Britain had been enumerated in 1801, 1811, and in 1821 as well. But Britain's enumerations were just numeric. But in 1821, it was decided that Ireland would record the names and details for every single person in the country. So the names of 6.8 million people that they counted were recorded. Britain didn't move to full complete enumeration, nominal enumeration, until 1841, 20 years later. And the United States, for instance, didn't move to full nominal enumeration until 1850, so 29 years later. So Ireland was really groundbreaking in that regard. What information was available? They had names. For 1821, names, ages, occupations and relationships, and then a general area where comments could be made. For 1831, it was because 1821 was so comprehensive and so expensive, 1831, they stepped back a little bit and they just recorded the names of the head of the householder and then numerical data from there on. But in 1841, this was another big breakthrough in census taking. In 1841, we moved to a census day. 1821, 31 were canvassed inquiries where the enumerator went around from house to house, asked the questions and filled in the details himself. And it took place over many, many weeks. In 1841, we moved to the census, the idea of a census that we know today, where forms were distributed in advance for the householder to fill out. So the idea of a census day was introduced, and the first census day in Ireland was the 6th of January, 1841, with the householders, if they were able to fill out the forms themselves. Now, of course, as we know, literacy was such a problem in mid-19th century Ireland, pre-famine Ireland, that many of the householders wouldn't have been able to fill out the census forms themselves. So it was still effectively canvassed in many places. But in other places, we know that the forms were handed in and the enumerators conducted the census.
That's extraordinary. Mm. Now, so all of that was destroyed?
No. Ah. Not all of it was destroyed, okay? Most of it was destroyed. So 1813, as we said, 1813 and 1821 to 51. So five census sets of census returns were in the Public Record Office. Some of it survived. Now, when I say some of it, we're talking very small quantities. In 1821, as we said, 6.8 million people counted. Those people were, all those names were recorded in 479 massive volumes of census returns. Four of those survived, so a little less than 1%. But the reason they survived is because genealogists or historians were working on those volumes at the time when just before the Public Record Office was occupied. The material had been moved into the strong room because they wanted to maintain or stay working on it instead of going back into the record treasury. So they were maintained in a strong room. And then when the record treasury was destroyed, those volumes survived. For 1813, there's a little over, I think, 23 volumes for County Antrim survive. In that case, the Public Record Office were undertaking a binding project where they were trying to bind the 1851 census forms. So those 23 volumes had been moved to the bindery. So they were out of the record treasury. And there's, for 1841, there's one parish that survives, Killeshandra, County Cavan. Don't really know how that survived, but again, it was probably the case that was moved into the strong room. So not everything was survived and not everything was destroyed. Mm. But there's also, while the records were available for the 55 odd years in the record treasury and in the Public Record Office, many, many genealogists and historians went in and they made extracts from them. They took extracts. If you wanted your family history done, for instance, you could contact a genealogist who would go in and he'd look through. You tell him that you're from a particular parish, he'll go and he'll look through the 1821 census for Moncrief in a particular parish. And if he finds it, he'll just jot down the details of the household. When the record office was destroyed then, these genealogists who had been working for 55 years or a period of 55 years, they had all their personal notes. And all of a sudden, these personal notes moved from being just personal notes to really, really important records, unique records, records of material that where the original had been destroyed. So many of these genealogists, and I'm talking about people like Gertrude Thrift, who was working in the record office in the 1900s or in the 1910s, Philip Crossley, another chap who was working in the record office around 1900 to 1920 or so, they transferred their notes into the National Archives or into the Public Record Office, which became the National Archives. And those notes, these are vast, vast quantities of notes, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of notebooks, all jumbled up and mangled up with notes about from censuses, notes from freeholders' returns, notes from all sorts of material, and all the material jumbled up. But they submitted them into the record office. And we became aware by investigating some of these that, hey, there's actually very, very significant quantities of material surviving in these various genealogical collections. Now, what happens if we were to conduct a very, very detailed trawl of this material? What would we get out of it? What would we get? Just little bits, or would we get very substantial chunks? And we thought we'd get very substantial chunks. We are amazed at how much has been recovered from these genealogical notebooks. We have, as you know, as your listeners may have heard today, we've released over 60,000 names that we have extracted from these genealogical notebooks and various sources from archives all around the country, in the National Archives, in the Public Record Office of Northern Ireland, and in county archives around the country. 60,000 names that we've released. Now, that's a huge, that is more than the number of names contained in the four volumes of 1821 census returns that I mentioned earlier. So it's essentially as if we opened up press in the National Archives and they found four more volumes of census returns. Now, that's where we are at the moment. This is work in progress. We're talking about many more names that have to be introduced that we have identified already and still have to be introduced.
So a greater number than 60,000?
No, not. I don't think a greater number than 60,000, but still a substantial substantial amount of records still have to be introduced. And that's what I, if listeners have been investigating or looking at our website and they have been disappointed by seeing that their townland or their parish, nothing has survived for it or nothing appears to have survived for it, I'd say to you, don't give up hope, because we, you know, over the coming months, we're going to be introducing many, many more names into that.
Would you have like partial records where you might have a surname, say, in a townland?
That's a super question. For most townlands, nothing is going to survive. That's just the reality of it. But during our trawl of these papers, and this is the most extensive trawl that has ever been conducted, I'd say, of these genealogical papers, we looked for every single mention of the census and every single name that we could find in it. And in some cases, you do have just a surname. You might have one surname, and that is all. Not even the forename. Not even the you might just have Fitzsimons or something like that. If we find that, we take it out, and because that's valuable information in a sense. But then for other townlands, we have very extensive recovery. For some townlands, we have complete recovery. And the great thing is, for some parishes, we have complete recovery as well. The full parish recovered. Carrigallen, County Leitrim, for instance. Full census return for 1821 survives for there. Forkhill, County Armagh, a full census return survives there. So there's a whole variety of, you know, we've introduced a map today and we've put it up on our website. And I'd encourage users, if they have any interest in this, to go in and have a look at the map, because the map, you can scroll in and out on it and you just see the townlands popping up that we have recovered census returns for. And that map is going to become more and more populated as the time goes on.
That's extraordinary. Virtualtreasury.ie is where people should go.
Virtualtreasury.ie.
Brian, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us today. That was Brian Gurren there, Census and Population Specialist on the Virtual Record Treasury of Ireland project.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.